Welcome back, everybody. Coming to Yomi Tivur up to Daf Samach Amud Aleph 68, and we are on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, "V'lo b'taba she'ina le'achosa," that a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a ring that has no signet on it. This is an issue on a dirabanan level. So now the Gemara comes and makes an inference as to what the halacha would be if it was something that did have a signet on it. So ha yesha le'achosam chayevus. So the Mishnah seems to imply that if it did have a signet on it, then she would be chayev mideoraisa, because that is not something which is considered jewelry anymore. It's now something which is a masoi. It's not a tachshir, it's a masoi. Alma lav tachshir. We see from here that a ring that does have a signet on it is not considered an ornament. It's not considered a piece of jewelry. Rather, it's just something which is a burden, which would be an iser d'oraisa to carry on Shabbos. Reminu, but if this is really true, I'll ask you a contradiction. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us, tachshite nashim tameim. So the jewelry of women, the ornaments of women, are susceptible to tamav. Eluhin tachshite nashim, and these are them. Kat laos. So these chokers, nizamim, earrings, vetabos, rings, vetabas, and the rings that we're talking about, bein sheyish aleachosam, bein shein aleachosam, whether they have a signet on them or not. So we see that they are makabel tuma, they are considered something of substance, they are considered something which can be susceptible to tuma, v'nizmeha'af. And also, a nose ring also could be. What we see from here is that a ring that has a signet on it is considered an ornament, and therefore it should not be an issur d'oraisa to carry on Shabbos. It should be the same issur d'rabbanan that you have if you're wearing a ring that has no signet on it, and it should be the same thing. So the Gemara answers three possibilities. So first one is Rabbi Rabizir. Rabizir says, Lo kasha ha Rabbi Nechemiah ha Rabbanan. The first shita, the inference you made from the Mishnah, which is that the signet ring is not considered an ornament and therefore be nisur d'oraisa, that's Rabbi Nechemiah ha Rabbanan, the case which said that it would be considered an ornament, it would be considered a tachshit, that is like the Rabbanan. So really, it's just a machlokas. Where do we see this machlokas between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan? Detanya, because it's from the Braisa, Hisha matechas v'chosama shal almog. If the ring is made of metal and the signet is made of some sort of wood, tamei, it is susceptible to tuma. He shall agmon v'chosam shall matechas. But if it was made of almog wood, meaning the ring was, and the signet was made of metal, tahora, then it would be tahor, meaning not susceptible to tuma. This is the view of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Nechemiah says that even with a wooden ring, with a metal signet, it's still going to become tamei. It is susceptible to tuma. Why? Rabbi Nechemiah omer b'tamas halich achar chosama. Because when talking about a ring, we go after the signet. What seems to come out from here, there's machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Nechemiah as to what's the key part of the ring. We're talking about it over here in this machlokas in terms of what makes something susceptible to tuma. What's its key part? Is it the ring or the signet? But we can apply the same question as to our discussion, because if the ring is the key, then wearing a ring even without a signet, that's not going to be something which is a burden. That would be considered a tachshit. But if the signet's the key, then if it has a signet on it, then that would be considered a tachshit, an ornament, and it would not be an issur d'oraisa to carry. So that's why it's going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan. Now, once we are in the middle of this braisa, the Gemara goes on continuing this braisa, talking about when we determine certain things based on elements of it. So just like when we comes to a ring, Rabbi Nechemiah said that we go based on the signet, but ol halich achar simlonav. When talking about tuma and whether something is makabal tuma, when we're talking about a yoke, you follow after the composition of its pegs. Top of samach amanav. Bekolav, when we're talking about some sort of display board that has nails on it, halich achar masmerosav. We go based on the nails because that's what holds the stuff up. Suam, when we're talking about the tuma status of a ladder, halich achar shlivosav. We go after the rungs. The RC, when talking about some sort of balance scale, like they would use, you know, with one side and balances out the other, halach achar shalshalosav. We follow the chains, not the part that holds it up in the middle, rather the chains that keep each side hanging from the top. The Chachamim say, that everything goes back to the base. The base is the key to everything, and that's how we determine its tuma status. So the same machlokas that we have by the rings applies by other things. What's the key, the rings or the signet? This was the first answer to this seeming contradiction as to whether wearing a ring that has a signet on it would be an Isser Doraisa or not. Now the second answer, Rava Amar Rava says, let's start in Katani. No, there are really two parts to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim, which told us that a ring is going to be considered a tachshit, whether it has a signet or not, that was really referring to two separate cases. Yesha le'achosam, if it has a seal on it, tachshit to ish, then it's considered an ornament for a man, but not for a woman. Eina le'achosam, tachshit to isha, and if it's something that has no seal on it, if it does not have a signet, then it's considered a tachshit for the woman. That's really how we are supposed to answer this question. That's why they were talking about two totally different cases. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a third answer. Tuma ashabis karamis. You're going to try to bring a contradiction from Hilchos Tuma to Hilchos Shabbos. Just because something is mekabel tuma, that's going to determine whether you're allowed to carry it into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Tuma kli masa amarach. When it comes to tuma, we need a kli masa, some sort of fashion
fashioned kli. That's the key. That's how we determine whether something's mekabel tumah kli here. And the bottom line is a ring with a signet is considered a kli. And that's why even though it might not fall into the category of a tachshit, still it's going to be considered a kli for tumah purposes. But Shabbos, when we're talking about Shabbos, mishum masoy amar rachmana. Everything's about masoy. It's about whether it's a burden or not. Is it something that people normally wear or not? Ein aleha chosam tachshit. So if it has no seal on it, then it is considered a tachshit. And that's why it's only going to be an iser midirabbanan. Yesh aleha chosam masoy. But if it does have a seal on it, then it is considered a burden and therefore would be an iser midoraisa. Then the Mishnah went on v'lomachachena nekuva that she can't go out with a needle that is not pierced l'maychazia. So what would you use such a needle for? Amar Rav Yosef hol v'isha ogeres basara. Rav Yosef explains what it's used for is a woman takes the hairs that are slipping out of her hair covering and she uses these to pin her hair back. So Amar Le'abai, Abai says if it have a kiviris tahora, then this should function like a needle and it should be just like a needle that's used to kind of hold the woman's stockings up. So it's all for tznius purposes. So the Rabbanan said that this is going to be okay. So this should be the same halacha by this hair clip that we should allow it also. Why did the Mishnah say that it's no good? So rather the Gemara says, Ela tergma ravada narsha kamed Rav Yosef. Rather, we can say a different pshat. Hovi isha cholekes basara. What this is really referring to is this is used for a woman to divide up her hair, to part her hair. That's what this needle is for, and that's not allowed. B'Shabbos l'may chazia. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to part your hair anyway. So what's this for? Amarava tashalzav yeshla al rosha. This needle has some sort of golden bar on one of the ends, and it's a useful accessory. B'chol cholekes basara. During the weekdays, people normally use it to part their hair, but on Shabbos, where that's a problem. B'Shabbos mani chasa keneged pad. Dachta. But on Shabbos, she sticks the sharp end into her hat, and that way the gold part sticks out a little bit, so that way it could be used as a tachshit, as some sort of ornament, to be nice lechavo Shabbos. So that's what it would be used for. And that's the end of that section, but now the Mishnah goes on. We have a new Mishnah, and we talk about things that a man is not really allowed to wear outside on Shabbos. A man can't go out with this type of shoe, this type of sandal, which is like cleats. It has like spikes on it that can be dangerous. Gemara's going to have a whole story as to why this would be a problem. Man's not allowed to go out with this. V'lo b'yachid, a man is not allowed to go out with a single sandal. Either Rashi brings down Tupshatim, either it's because people are going to suspect that he's carrying the other one, which is a problem, or that after being teased that it looks ridiculous to go and just be wearing one, he's going to go and actually carry the other. So he can't do that. Bizman she'ein b'raglo maka. As long as there's no wound on his foot, meaning like if someone's walking around with one shoe and then like an ace bandage, it's very clear why they're walking around like that. But if it's just one shoe and that's it for no reason, that's weird. Lo b'tefillin, he can't go out with tefillin. Lo b'kameya bizmanchi no minam mumche, and he can't go out with an amulet that's not from an expert. That's not going to be allowed. If it was from an expert, maybe it would be okay. Lo b'shirion, and armor he can't go out with. Lo b'kasta, he can't go out with some sort of hat that goes under a helmet. Lo b'magafayim, can't go out with shin guards. V'im yatsa, but if he went out wearing any of these things, eino chayv chatas, he's not chayv chatas, meaning it's only an iser midirabbanan. Now the Gemara goes to try to figure out what was wrong with this sandal. So sandal amas umaray taima, what's the reason why one cannot wear this type of sandal, these type of cleats on Shabbos? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shil feha gzeira hayu. The Jewish people were running away from the terrible persecution of the Roman emperor, and they were trying to hide. V'hayu nechpa in bim ma'ara, and they were hiding in a cave. V'amru, and the fugitive said, Anichnas yikanis, anyone who wants to come in can come in. V'hayote al yetzi, but you can't leave because we're trying to gather together, maybe daven, whatever it may be, and if they see us, then they're going to kill us. So you can come in, but you can't leave because then they're going to find all of us. So nepach sandlo shel echad mehen, and one time the sandal of one of them, they were wearing it backwards and it looked like someone took a step out even though they were really coming in. Kesurim heim echad mehen yatsa, and the people, the Jews who were hiding, they thought that someone had just left. V'ru oyivim, and they feared that maybe the enemy saw them and they're going to come get them. Yachshav ba'analein, and now the enemies are going to come and destroy them. Dachaku ze bazeh, so they panicked and they all started getting into a mob and trying to exit, and they panicked and everything went crazy. V'hargu ze zeh, yosher mima shehargu bahem oyivim. And they ended up killing more people that way because of the panic and the fear rather than what the enemies actually ended up killing them. Different version of the story. Rabbi Eli ben Elazar omer, bama arahayu yoshun, that the Jews were hiding in a cave. Vishamu kol me'al gabe hamara, and they heard a noise above the cave. Kasurin hey hayu shabo alehem oivim. They thought that the enemies found them and were going to destroy them. Dachaku zevazeh, so they panicked and ran around and started pushing each other to get out or to run away. Vahargu zeadze yosir imasha hargu bahem oivim. And they ended up killing more people amongst the friendly fire than the enemies actually ended up killing. Now we have a third version of this incident. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar, Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Beis HaKnesset HaYoshrin, the people were sitting in shul, all the people, Jews who were running away, they were sitting in shul, V'shamu kol me'achorei Beis HaKnesset, and they heard noises from behind the shul, Kesurim Hayu Shebo'u Aleihem Oivim, and they thought that the enemies were coming to capture them. So they began to panic, and they pushed each other, V'hargu Zeh Zeh Yosrim Masha Hargu Behem Oivim, and they ended up killing more people than if the enemies would have come in. At that time, the Chacham said, Al yitzi adam b'sandal hamesumar. Don't go out with these types of dangerous sandals, because people were running and panicking, and they ended up stabbing each other with these dangerously sharp shoes. So says the Gemara, if this is the reason why we have this gezeira, then you should never be allowed to. Yachi b'chol nami l'sar. We should also make this a problem during the week, not just on Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, no, maisa kiava b'shabbos ava, because this whole story happened on Shabbos, and since it happened on Shabbos, the gezeira was only for Shabbos. All I ask the Gemara, b'yom tov l'shteri. So if it's true that it's only for Shabbos, then it should be allowed on Yontif, because it's only a Shabbos thing, but Yontif should be okay. If this is true, then why does the Mishnah say that someone is not allowed to go out with this type of sandal on Yom Tov, and someone's not allowed to go out with an unsewn shoe on Yom Tov? So if we're saying that the only issue is going to be Shabbos, why would this be a problem on Yom Tov also? So says the Gemara, B'Shabbos my time. So what's the reason the Chacham said that it's going to be a problem on Shabbos? Dika ki nufia, because that's when people gather. People gather together in Shul on Shabbos, so that's when they made the decree. Yom Tov nami ika ki nufia. And when it comes to Yom Tov, people also gather together, and therefore Yom Tov was included in the decree. Ask the Gemara now, Tainis Tibor ika ki nufia lissar. So on public fast days, that's during the week, and people also gather together, so we should have the same gzera. People shouldn't be allowed to wear these shoes on public fast days as well. So Gemara explains why that's going to be different. Because Maisa Kiava Beknufia de Isura, the incident happened when it was a gathering, and it was on a day where there's an Isra Malacha, like Shabbos. People were together, and there was an Isra Malacha. Hacha Kinufia de Hatera Hava, but here there was a gathering, but there was no Isra Malacha. So that's why Shabbos and Yom Tov would qualify, but fast days would not. And the Gemara goes on to say that even if you hold normally that gezeiras can only be in situations where it's exactly like the situation that happened, this would still qualify. V'afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who holds Damar Go Asrael B'Yardinu Mitzvina, who holds the Chachamim did not prohibit transferring mechatas over water, except over the Jordan River when traveling in a boat. Basically, what happened was, the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Chaf Gimel tells us a story that the Chachamim made a gzera about transporting the mechatas, the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and you're not allowed to put it across a body of water, because one time they all got tamei and everything got ruined. So Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says that this gzera was only for that specific situation. If you're going over the Yarden in a boat, any other way, any other body of water in any other way, then it would be okay. K'maisa shahaya, exactly like the story happened. But now the Gemara explains, Hani mili Yarden deshani mishar nahara. So it makes sense over there that his gzera was only by the Yarden in that way, because the Yarden is a different type of river than every other river. Aval Yom Tov v'Shabbos ki adadin inu, but Yom Tov and Shabbos are exactly alike. Titnan in bein Yom Tov v'Shabbos ela ochal nefesh v'vad. But Yom Tov and Shabbos are exactly alike, except for the fact that on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, ochal nefesh is going to be allowed. So that's why the gzera can apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's no problem, even though it only happened on Shabbos. The story still on Yom Tov, there's going to be gzera. This is Daf Samach Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.